Well, we're gearing up for a BizNews conference, one-off conference in London, which will be held on Wednesday, the 15th of May, exactly 2 weeks before South Africa goes to the polls. And one of our keynote speakers is Andrew Middleton, part of the electricity revolution that is happening in South Africa. And I say that with not much tongue in cheek. It does appear to be going in the right direction, and I'll just explain to you why. We've got a premium, BizNews premium WhatsApp group on energy, which is extremely vibrant. There's lots of information that is shared there. Dr. Kelvin Kim, who's a nuclear specialist, he gives a good contribution. But one of our biggest contributors is Witzer Post. And Mr. Post wrote a very strong argument recently for the fact that he believes the investment thesis of John Bickard, which is buy South African shares because the load shedding is not going to be so bad anymore, is on the money. And he says the reason for that is because of the explosion in the provision of solar energy into South Africa. Now, Andrew Middleton is the CEO of Go Solar, one of the founders of that company. And he's been a big part of this revolution. And Andrew, I'm hoping you're going to be telling the people in London about this, because when you're sitting outside of South Africa's borders, it's almost impossible to believe that this Eskom that was in such a dire state is now being bailed out to a degree by the private sector, which according to Witzer anyway, was it's giving Eskom the runway to get in and do maintenance so that its plants won't be breaking down quite so often and so on. But maybe let's just reflect on what he had to say, and to if you can tell us what your reading of the situation is in South Africa.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Alec. Thanks again always for having me. But I completely agree. I think we've recently published some statistics that come right out of Eskom that shows that about 2.6 gigawatts of solar energy was built last year alone. And so that's between two and three stages of load shedding, and that's daytime. And I think what we're dealing with right now is 40 days of uninterrupted load shedding, which is absolutely fantastic. But even before that, we were not sitting at the dire stages 4 to 6. It was usually at the stages 2 to 4, and that really amounts to 2.5 gigawatts of solar energy put onto the grid is really the difference in the gap. And it's given Eskom the ability to do maintenance, but also to keep the emergency reserves for the evening peak and not the daytime. This time last year, they had to run those emergency reserves all day. So the solar industry has no doubt had a profound impact and will continue to do so. So very positive and very pleased to be part of that.
And much of the narrative is, yes, the ANC is gearing up for an election, so they're running the turbines at full tilt. They're spending lots of money on diesel. From what you're saying, that narrative is wrong.
It's difficult. It's difficult for me to speculate on that. All we can do, Alec, is look at the data. So the Eskom data this year has shown a very marginal improvement in the energy availability factor. So the first 3 months of the year, when we had quite a lot of load shedding still, but at lower stages, the availability of Eskom's power fleet was not materially different to this time last year. So no doubt the difference was the private power that has been put onto the grid. And that was largely due to the solar industry. I think the ministers recently put out data to show that they are burning less diesel than this time last year. So the data would suggest it's really the solar industry that is part of the solution. I wouldn't be able to speculate on whether the election's got anything to do with it.
But this is very important, because from an investment point of view, or South African stocks, John Bickard, who's one of the great value investors in South Africa, has said that the cornerstone of his thesis is that load shedding is being beaten, and that after the election, we're not going to see load shedding shooting up again. And I think that's really the big question. Is he over-optimistic, which is not what value investors ever are, from the way that you're reading things?
So I hope he's right, firstly. I think our expectation is that, you know, at the moment, the grid is still very fragile. So yes, there's been a lot of work done by the private sector to put new generation on. We need a lot more. So the system is very fragile, and it's great that we've had the 40 days of uninterrupted load shedding. I think even Eskom's own view is that there's likely to be some load shedding this winter, but probably sitting at the stages at stage two, stage three, I think they indicated potentially worst case scenario stage five. So we think the days of the stage six and the threats of these stage eights and blackouts are hopefully behind us. We do expect some load shedding for the rest of the year, but hopefully a lot less as we continue to, as GoSolar and other companies continue to build. So the solar, the adoption of solar is not abating, especially in the commercial and industrial space. There's new projects that are coming online. So I think phase one is really just making sure we catch up the supply-demand deficit that we've got. We also need to grow the economy. I think we're often just talking about getting parity between supply and demand, but we need to revive this economy, and we need to grow it and re-industrialize it. So we need a lot more power. So I think this is just really the beginning of the renewable energy drive in South Africa. But yeah, I hope John's right. But I do expect there will be some load shedding throughout the year, but hopefully a lot less.
Well, that does put it into perspective. And it also would encourage those who have been picking up the opportunity of the tax incentive 12B allowance. In other words, invest in these special solar projects and write back 125% of your tax. It is something that other partners in this field at Geltech have been very aggressive on. And I know there have been a lot of BizNews tribe members who've been putting money into that because it makes a lot of sense. But I guess from what you're saying now, first of all, it's worked. But secondly, it's worked so well that maybe government wouldn't have to repeat it next year.
Well, I hope they do continue it. Section 12B and Section 12BA, which was the additional 25%, there isn't clarity yet on whether that's going to be renewed. That expires at the next budget speech. We hope that the incentive for business remains. As I mentioned, we need a lot more power generation, so we need to continue to push for more incentives. I was quite disappointed that the household incentive for solar panels, that rebate was taken away. I think it was a good start from Treasury last year, but it was very limited. So I think there can be a lot more done to incentivize not just businesses, because 12B and 12BA was designed for businesses, and of course there are funds that do make it available for retail investors. But we don't have any incentives for households to do it themselves, either via subscription or outright purchase. So I think we need to continue to incentivize private power generation, because we're not out of the woods yet. There's been some huge progress, but the system remains very fragile.
But if you're an investor, take advantage of what you've got on the table right now and hope it continues. But let's move on to GoSolar itself. You guys were in the news last week. You, in fact, hit the Bloomberg terminals all around the world with a 10 billion rand investment that you intend making in the solar area, even for on global scale. That's a big number. There was, though, maybe a little bit of misunderstanding somewhere along the line. Can you just explain to us exactly what's going on? Have you got that 10 billion? Is it money in the bank? Is it your target? Is it your intention? Just let us understand exactly where GoSolar is and where it's going.
Sure. So the target remains the same. I think when we first started chatting, Alec, I think sometime last year, you know, our mission was to build in the short to medium term, 500 megawatts of rooftop solar in South Africa. And I think I mentioned that itself is half a stage of load shedding. And if one company can take half a stage of load shedding off, then together we can solve this crisis. So 500 megawatts at the current cost of installation and components is going to cost 10 billion rand of debt and equity. Now we've made significant progress on that. That remains our target. But that money has not, you know, we still need to raise a substantial portion of that money.
Okay. And then the involvement of Patrice Motsepe and Standard Bank, which was quoted as well in the headlines on that story.
Yep. So we have African Rainbow Capital as one of our shareholders, and they are a very supportive shareholder, and Mr. Motsepe is a director of that business and a material shareholder indirectly in that business. So I think that's where the article came from, that African Rainbow Capital is one of our shareholders, one of our minority shareholders, but one of the most supportive shareholders that we've got, and we've really enjoyed working with them. And Standard Bank is our largest funder, commercial funder. So yes, the article is, the article is factual. I think the headline, of course, is you can interpret it in different ways, but we've got lots of great funders and shareholders, and we are continuously raising capital, and our capital raising process is going really well, and our rollout and our target of solving half a stage of load shedding is on track, and we continue to do so.
These are big numbers, Andrew. How is the control situation at the company with yourself and your co-founders? Have you managed to retain control? Is that interest? Is that important to you?
We are still the largest shareholders, the founders, but we've had to give up a substantial part of our business, and that was important to make sure that we hit our mission and our goal. I don't think controlling and hanging on to control of the business was ever the primary goal. Of course, when you start a business, it's nice to hold on to it for sentimentally for a while, but really, if we did that, we would never be able to. We didn't attract the capital that we had and bring on the great shareholders that we've got. We wouldn't be able to be where we are today and continue to solve this energy crisis, or be part of the solution for this energy crisis. So we've got no regrets around where we sit today. We still are material investors in the business, and we're very bullish on the long-term prospects. But control was never really something that we got too stuck on.
So that target of 500 megawatts or half a stage of load shedding in South Africa, how far towards that target have you progressed?
So we're about we've done about 75 megawatts. So we are just under the 20% mark of that. So we've got a way to go, but the first year of the business was very much a scale up business. So last year we really did well, and this year it started off very well. So we are, we're confident we're going to get there. The timeline will be what it will be, but we think that the solar industry has really just started to take off. So we've made great progress, and we've done very well on the capital raising front as well.
75 megawatts. Just give us a sense of how many rooftops or how many homes are involved in generating that much electricity.
Yeah, so we like to keep that one a little bit to ourselves. I think that's just from a commercial perspective, but it's significant. I mean, we nationwide, it's many thousands. That's what I can say.
And you are getting more, or the momentum is growing on that front.
So the momentum, we've got a very stable run rate at the moment, so which is excellent. We used to be very load shedding dependent, and that was never the intention of Go Solar to be a load shedding backup company. I think when South Africans think about solar, they think about load shedding, and rightly so, because load shedding's really just been this plight that we've had to deal with. But now it's interesting, in 40 days of no load shedding, our monthly run rate has been very solid. We still see an uptake when load shedding escalates, but I think more and more households are deciding to go with solar because of the financial benefits that it brings in the future, as well as the sustainability benefits that it brings to the climate. So I think load shedding was how the solar industry really started, or at least residential started to be born and accelerate. And now it's really going to become an essential for households to live a sustainable, affordable, and always on power lifestyle.
Be interested to know when there are breakdowns in certain areas, and we do know that some of our cities are having severe maintenance challenges, Johannesburg being an obvious example. One of our colleagues in Johannesburg hasn't had electricity at home for 5 days now, and they're not sure when the electricity will be reinstated. Does that tend to spark in isolated areas demand for products like yours?
Yeah, absolutely, it does. And I think that again is another challenge that the electricity minister highlighted, that the electricity minister mentioned, of course, the benefit that the solar industry has brought to generation, and we're currently solving the generation problem together as an industry. But the grid and last mile distribution infrastructure needs a huge investment. And I think that's also been quoted, and those numbers are eye-watering. I think one of the benefits that often doesn't get spoken about rooftop solar is it's decentralized. You consume your power on site. Of course, you can export it, but you're less reliant on that last mile infrastructure and the transmission infrastructure in South Africa that is in desperate need of investment at a municipal level and at a national level.
So it doesn't look like there's going to be any slowing down of your business in the near future. Well, certainly the installation of solar power on rooftops.
We don't expect the industry to slow down. We think that it is going to have ebb and flows. So last year was an exceptional year where I think the entire industry really just had exponential growth. I think now it's going to be a very, it's starting to mature and we'll have ebbs and flows. But this is a global technology that is soaring. So rooftop solar is prevalent in most markets globally. We track peers so that we can get best practices. Australia, Southeast Asia, Europe, South America, the US, it's a movement that's taking off. And those are markets that do not have rolling blackouts. So households and businesses will continue to choose solar in the long run. And there are many other catalysts that are going to come that will drive those, such as electric vehicles. So we long-term very positive on the industry and we'll continue to invest in it. And we want to invest that 10 billion rand into the South African economy.
You mentioned electric vehicles in the United States. I remember following Solar City, which was Elon Musk's cousins, Peter Reeve and Lyndon, I think, is the other Reeve. So they together with Elon Musk had this company. It's now been absorbed into Tesla. Are there any parallels between those South Africans, what they're doing over in the United States, and what you guys are doing here?
Not sure we can quite make those exact parallels. I mean, I think Solar City and is something that we historically we would have looked at. I think Solar City would have had some parallels to Go Solar. Tesla is very much a manufacturer of either vehicles or batteries or those products, which is not what we do, and that's not what we're going to be looking to do. We want to be enabling electric vehicle adoption in South Africa via home solar and charging. I think that's going to be the next step when electric vehicles do come on scale, and I do believe they will. Households are going to need more electricity to charge those, either at home or on their various routes. So that's why the country is going to need more power in the future, not just for electric vehicles, but for growth. So we need more power generation. We need more clean, renewable energy. It's not just solar as well. We need all of the various mixes in the energy stack, such as wind.
But it is interesting to me that you've got the South Africans doing great things on solar power in the US, in the retail space, and yourselves over here. Maybe just to close off with, what are the potential? How much potential is there still in South Africa to put solar onto roofs?
So we've put out a white paper which is out on our website. The data. There are data sources, so Eskom puts out good data. There are various industry bodies that we look at, and there's a lot of debate around this. But when we look at the data that we can see, and some of that data is verified, Eskom can see it in their demand curves, and there's some satellite data. We think there's very, very little penetration, at least in the residential market. We think the more affluent markets, there's higher penetration, but overall, in that middle to affluent market, we believe the penetration is about 5 to 6% of rooftop solar. But households as a whole in South Africa, which there's 18 million of them nearly, that's less than 1%. That doesn't mean that households haven't got some form of backup solution, whether it be a standby inverter, one of the portable devices that you can get, a diesel generator. But rooftop solar, which we believe is the future, is still very underpenetrated. Because it's seen as a load shedding product still, and an expensive one.
And compared with other countries, under 1%, how does that rate?
Yeah, so I think the UK is probably sitting 3-4% with no sun. Places like Australia and parts of Australia are over 50%, and South Australia, the US also probably under 5%, but higher than us. And we've got a top five solar resource right here. So I'm pretty sure, I'll say that next week, Alec, but we've got to make sure we've got more solar panels than the UK, surely.
At the very least. Look forward to being in London with you, Andrew Middleton, and he is the chief executive of Go Solar. It's a very important, quite a few important points that Andrew made there, not least the support of what John Beckard says about South African stocks. So I guess now you've got to go back and go and see what Beckard said again, and then look at your portfolio in South Africa and say, maybe we should be bumping up our holdings ahead of the end, or if not the end of load, or the end of crazy load shedding. There might still be load shedding, but at least it's not going to be as destructive on the economy as we've seen in the past. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.